Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz's favorite musicians from the past have turned up on a single disc. They're not playing together, although they might have, as they were all British and living in England in the 1940s and 50s. Nevertheless, Lloyd says he's delighted with this reissue of some of their rarest recordings.
The three wind players on this collection may be the greatest artists who ever played their respective instruments. The best known in this country is Dennis Brain, the son and grandson of distinguished horn players. His recording of all four Mozart horn concertos under Herbert von Karajan in 1955 is one of the best-selling classical discs of all time. 2 years later, he was killed in a car accident. He was only 36. His intonation, his flexibility were not merely flawless, but profoundly expressive. His sound could be both intimate and heroic, and he was the perfect chamber partner. Here he is with pianist Dennis Matthews in Beethoven's F major horn sonata. The second player on this disc is Reginald Kell, who lived to be 75 but stopped performing at the age of 52, at the height of his career. He made a historic contribution to clarinet playing. By daring to add vibrato, he brought new color and warmth to an instrument that had stayed relentlessly monochromatic. He has the sweetest clarinet tone I've ever heard, with phrasing so nuanced you forget that his pitch is also perfect. He was an ideal Mozart player. Here he's in a more romantic vein in the first of Schumann's three Fantasiestücke. The pianist is Gerald Moore. The oldest of these three artists, oboist Leon Goossens, died in 1988 at the age of 90. Like Dennis Brain, he came from a musical family. His Belgian father and grandfather and his older brother, all named Eugene, were conductors. His two sisters were superb harpists. An interesting biography of the entire Goossens family by Carol Rosen is about to be published by Northeastern University Press. Like Kell, Leon Goossens was one of the hand-picked principals of Sir Thomas Beecham's London Philharmonic Orchestra. His sound was the voice by which you recognize that magnificent ensemble. It was that sound that also inspired Kell to add that expressive dimension to his own playing. No wind player has ever had a more spoken quality. But as he talks to you, he's also singing. This is from the second of Schumann's three romances, again with Gerald Moore. ¶¶ Each of these artists has a sound that is instantly identifiable and very human. They're all individuals with a very personal response to the music. We admire so many of today's players for their technique, but there's got to be more to music than anonymous perfection. That's one of the reasons it's so important to hear these marvelous old recordings.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Brain, Kell, Goossens play Schumann and Beethoven on the Testament label.